What's going on, Bill?
Yeah, I got some information and question for Jerry.
All right.
Is he there?
He is.
Are you there, Jerry?
No, I left.
Okay, Jerry's gone.
Okay, well, I don't have the information about the fire then.
Wait a minute.
Oh, you got back?
Oh, yeah, I'm back.
Yeah, okay. You're not all there, I can tell.
Hey.
There was a large fire there at the Ian Hoot Hardware and Grocery combined building there a little over a month ago.
Okay.
And I didn't get inside. I used to work there in the 50s, and I didn't get inside, but it looked like from the street there where the fire was heaviest in there was in that area on the left-hand side of the main door there where those Pepperwine metal portraits were. So,
you say that's where it was worse?
Well, from what I could see from the street, Jerry, I didn't have access to the building.
So had they rebuilt or reopened?
No. That's a while yet. You know, it was a pretty major fire there. You really got at the inside there.
And
Month and a half, something like that.
Well, I guess it's a good thing I went up there and got my pictures.
Yeah, for sure.
Huh?
Hey, Bill, how large is Comfort now? How many folks up there?
I don't live up there now, but the last time I saw some was about 800-900.
Okay, well that's pretty significant.
Now, Jerry, one person who could give you the best information on this is a person by the name of Greg Crowder, who is a grandson of Peter Ingenhut. You know, so he was involved, and he's some sort of historical guy for Comfort. K R A U T E R, I think it is.
Oh, that sounds kind of Germanish.
Greg. Wow.
Greg.
that's really a surprise in Comfort, right?
Greg Crowder.
Yeah.
All right, I may give him. I'll try to give him a call and see.
He could give you the best information on what's going on.
I just broke my heart over that, you know, that when I heard that store had burned.
Yeah, me too. I spent a lot of years in that store working there during high school.